from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Let me ask you this. If he was modernized with the salary cap and everything being what it is, what would Bill Walsh do in this situation?
Bill Walsh is keeping his player.
You think?
I think he's keeping his player. I think he's moving off of Debo. Because he sees the wear and tear on Debo Samuel, and he's saying, boy, this guy comes up with him. Debo didn't finish 2 of the last 3 playoff games. He didn't finish 2 of the 3 games. He got hurt in the first quarter of the Green Bay game, very early in the first quarter. He didn't finish the Super Bowl. I told you what if somebody told Guru and I at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame on what they would do, and little hint, that person played for Bill Walsh.
What would Belichick do in this situation? Because he obviously played,
I don't know, Belichick's
ran the
weird.
Team in the,
Belichick's
the
weird. He's
web.
Given up a lot of good players. Belichick he's not with the pain. Belichick's different.
But he also did give Darrell Revis a king's ransom because he felt that man. Like, I think he gets considered a very shrewd and cold, calculated guy, but he did pay for certain guys.
I don't know if Bill Belichick would have done it. I don't know if he would have done it.
I'm trying to think, like, we see Andy Reid do this with Tyreek, and so everyone thinks that's what Andy Reid would do every single time. I don't know if he would do that every single time. What do you think Andy would do if he was running the Niners right now?
Andy Reid would pay him. Andy Reid's an offensive guy. He wants his offensive toys. Now, they didn't pay Tyreek Hill, and they moved off them, but at the same time, he knew he had Patrick Mahomes.
That's true. And he did Juju for 1 year. Sammy Watkins, exactly. I believe, for 1 year.
Patrick Mahomes is one of one.
Okay.
He's one of one. So
Who else do you consider some of the best football coaches,
GMs? I don't know. Every situation is different. Every system is different. Now, I want to get to the caller's point about the system with Shanahan, because that's what had me stuck for a second. Since, you know, the system with Kyle Shanahan, man, it's a system. But don't great players elevate the system?
Oh, no doubt. The triangle is infinitely better with Kobe and Michael Jordan than it is with,
Jeremy Lin and the New York Knicks.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And what they did to the Knicks.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
Steve DeBerg running the West Coast offense didn't hit the same as Joe Montana in 1988 and 1989.
And then when Joe Montana got hurt, they had the backups in there for Joe Montana. It didn't hit the same, right? The system didn't hit the same when Jimmy Garoppolo was playing quarterback as opposed to Brock Purdy.
When they found Charles Haley to play the elephant position, boy, it looked a lot better.
Right, and then they traded Charles Haley in the elephant position. Really wasn't an elephant.
I'm with you there.
So like, we can talk systems, but players enhance the system. The Reedy React system that Steve Kerr runs, the Reedy React offense, which everybody tries to do, basically it's a basic component of basketball, but it looks a lot different without Steph Curry. As we've seen over the last 4 years, without Steph Curry, the Warriors are dramatically different without Steph Curry playing in that system. So that's why I get stuck. I was like, man, you didn't enhance the system? Like, the passing game stunk And then Brock Purdy comes along, and all of a sudden Brandon Ayuk was like, wow, look at Brandon Ayuk. Well, it looks like he needed a quarterback to help elevate this system. Let's go to Matt in Sunnyvale. Matt, what's happening?
Yo, what up, my guys? First time calling. Just moved out here to the Bay from Sacktown. So I heard a lot about y'all on the homies D-Lo and KC show.
Oh, yeah, those are my guys.
Thank you.
Those are my guys.
Thank you for converting.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I don't know about all that. You're definitely in the rotation now, for sure.
All right, that's for sure.
We'll take until it. I'll start
until
there.
Basketball season. Yeah. Until basketball season.
I'm kind of like I'm like that shit. Drug you can't kick. You're just going to want more.
There you go. There you go. Duke, Debo, CMC. I mean, they all kind of contribute to each other's value on the field, but I think they also lower each other's value to the franchise because, you know, management sees them as expendable and somewhat like a product of their environment. I hate to say it, but I think I'll force him to stay. I think unless you get value to compensate for how good of a player he is and how it would derail in some ways your offense and your Super Bowl aspirations, I would tell him, hey, you're going to sit out the 6 games or 8 games, whatever it is, go ahead. But I would hold on to him as long as I could. And then eventually, you know, if you get that value for him, get rid of him, but I would try and keep him here and force him to stay.
You know, Matt, I'm kind of coming around to that. I would not trade him. I would try to just keep him stay. And if he wants to be disgruntled, that's on him. But if I'm not going to get the value I need, especially now that the draft is over, you can't. You know, are you really going to get Amari Cooper? I don't know. I don't think. I doubt it.
How does that land in the locker room? Him coming back in and them basically saying take it or leave it and blah blah blah, like, because it's not just like the element of whether they paid him or not or how they handled it. It's also the, like, every game that goes by and he doesn't get X amount of looks, he's thinking like, oh, you're costing me money. And like, well, it's tough enough for a young quarterback when you have a prime wide receiver. You're always looking at him, trying to force him the ball. Like, I think you're inviting a lot of stress.
Yeah, but I think he'll be a pro. It's about being a professional, right? So we're counting on him to be professional. You may not get the targets. You may not get the looks because there's a lot more mouths to feed. Juwan Jennings wants more touches, right? Chris Conley wants to play. Ricky Pearsall is like, hey, you drafted me in the first round. You didn't draft me in the first round to sit on the sidelines and give everybody Gatorade. No, I'm going to play too. So internally, he may be upset, but I'm counting on him, if that does happen, to be a professional and not to go and be disgruntled in front of the media, because that could lead to a number of issues there. But as players, his brothers, that fraternity, they understand that, look, we're with you, Brandon Ayuk. This sucks. We want you to get your money. Players want other players to get paid. It helps other players get paid, right? They don't want to, oh, man, especially in their own locker room. But Brandon Ayuk, I would count on him to be a professional.
Yeah, I, of all the scenarios, now that feels the most unlikely. I've thought long and hard about, like, make him do that. And it sounds really good. It does. It sounds really great. Good. I just think when
like
you lay it out practically, I think it's just... It's a minefield of issues, and maybe they thread the needle and they tightrope it and they don't have any issues, but it could be a disaster at a lot of turns.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Let's go to John and Modesto. John, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, so I was telling the person who answered the call, I kind of see this situation as like if you have kids, right? You know, when you go to the store, you know, if you're raised like me, I'm almost on the right side of 50. You know, if I went into the store and threw a tantrum, my parents would whoop me, right? Saying, you ain't getting nothing. Don't look at nothing. Don't ask for nothing. You ain't getting nothing, right?
Right.
That's kind of what Brandon Ayuk is doing right now. And instead of our parents being the front office and lynching them, saying, hey, dude, you got a fifth year, bud. Like, we're trying to give you money. You don't want it? Okay, we'll come back play on the fifth year. It is what it is. And if you don't want to play on your fifth year, then you know what? You sit out. You lose a year of eligibility for your pension or however that works for their benefits, right? Also, another take I have on it is if he doesn't want to play here, cool. Trade him. But we got to use that money to re-sign our corners and Trent Williams. Like, you know, like I really would hate to see him go, but at the same time, I understand. Because, dude, you can't keep the whole band together if not everyone is willing to buy into this program, right? And that's just what I see it as, you know? Like, I see guys on this team, dude, that want to play. right? And I get it. You got to make as much money as you possibly can, as young as you are.
Can I defend Brandon Ayuk for a second here? Like, every single training camp that I've been lucky enough to go to, not only has he suited up for every single day, and he's just dominated. Like, there's one player that sticks out in my mind as a guy who has won almost every single one-on-one matchup and has worked his butt off in every drill. And at the top of the list is Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, no, in that, I'm not saying that over the years that he has played, he hasn't been golden, right? He's been an awesome player, right? I still even think his rookie year when him and Shanahan got into it, I think that was BS because he was a good player his rookie year, right? Like, the dude shows up and plays. I get it, right? But at the same time, it's like the dude still has a year on his contract. Why are we giving this dude, you know, like Bonte was saying earlier, Twitter's on fire right now. It is, dude. And if you read it, everyone's saying, Ayuk has leverage. Ayuk has leverage. No, he doesn't.
Well, apparently he does. Like, apparently he does. He doesn't have to agree to a deal with a new team. He does have leverage. He has to sign off on that team. Hey, let me get a multi-year deal. They had the deal done with the Patriots. And now you say,
what was that deal?
Yeah, what was it? Well, apparently it was going to give him a big bag and picks. And he was like, no.
Well,
not sending me out there with Jacoby Brissett and Drake May. Are you out of your mind?
That's a great example of a team. They would maybe pay Brandon Ayuk in a variety of scenarios, but they literally have no one on their team that's worth any money. So it makes a lot of sense for them to like, hey, we got a young quarterback on a team-controlled deal, and let's give $30, $35 million to Brandon Ayuk.
Right.
We're not paying anybody else. They're like the reverse of the Niners.
You know, I see a lot of stuff, and it gets tweeted at me in DMs, and I handled this like an unprofessional. He didn't handle this well. Well, did Debo? Debo handled his situation well? I was reading in Michael Silver's, I did not know this, in Michael Silver's column in the Chronicle, you know, Debo publicly requested a trade in the offseason.
That was to that reporter, remember?
Yeah, he was like, I want out. I want to be a Jet.
They had Darnold.
Yeah, and Shanahan and Lynch got on the plane and visited him. They got on the plane to go visit Debo.
The reverse Draymond.
Right, they got on the plane. They got on the plane and visited Debo Samuel. You know, Bosa, and I get Bosa's one of one. Bosa's a top five in his position. I'm not trying to compare the two. I'm not trying to compare the two at all. But Bosa held out, and he had another year on his deal. But if nobody was saying, hey, and he had a torn ACL. So really, for the 49ers, I get why they're a little pissed off, but you bet on a guy who has an injury history.
Well, 2 years ago.
2 years ago, but he's had injury history at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Tore his ACL in high school. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have paid Bosa. You should pay Bosa. I'm okay with that. Bosa's one of the best pass rushers in football. You need Nick Bosa on this football team. But that was more of a risk giving him that big of a bag, knowing his injury history. What's Brandon Ayuk's injury history?
Just the shoulder, the one game.
Everybody's giving Debo Samuel high fives for being at every practice. Oh, man, he's at every practice. Yeah. He's at every practice. Well, Brandon Ayuk was at every practice dominating. I'm hearing Debo can't get off of one-on-ones in individual drills. That's what it is.
Yeah, so but like, I know on game day, Debo's ready.
I know, he is a different player. But I know on game day, Ayuk's going to be ready to play too.
Like McCaffrey doesn't flash at practice because it's so different. Right. Like, I don't know.
All right, let's continue to roll. We'll get the Matt, RJ, and Steve. That's coming up on the other side. Brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
I think it'd be huge. I trust John and Kyle, but he's a very tough player to replace. So.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
It's Nick Bosa yesterday. I asked about how big of a loss it would be to not have Brandon Ayuk, and you heard what he said. I'll play it one more time for everybody. Hall of Notes, by the way. That Hall of Notes hit there. Can you crank that up as I play it again? Crank that up.
Loss would that be if he's not on this team?
I think it'd be huge. I trust John and Kyle, but he's a very tough player to replace. So
that's from
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Okay, breaking news here. Breaking news. Steelers have a verbal agreement in place with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. All terms of the deal and contract details are being hammered out right now. The wide receiver is coming to Pittsburgh. That is from Andrew Filippone, the Pony Express. It's not from Schefter. It's not from Rappaport, but it's from Andrew Filippone of 93.7 The Fan. So is it official yet? I haven't seen it from Schefter. I haven't seen it from Ian Rappaport. But Andrew Filippone is saying, and he works at a Pittsburgh radio station, the Pony Express. He's saying sources, the Niners have an agreement. So it's a verbal agreement between Ayuk and the Niners. I'm not. We assume that it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I'm a little reserved until I hear from the big boys. But I'm not knocking Filippone at all. He's been all over it. He's been all over it. But he told us in the offseason that they wanted Brandon Ayuk. But it's not quite the alert we were looking for. Not to rip on Filippone. He said, I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from. When the big boys come in, Schefter and Rappaport, with that, it's like, wow. But Andrew Filippone is saying that the Steelers have a verbal agreement in place with the Niners for Brandon Ayuk. All terms of the deal and contract details are being hammered out right now. So, essentially, the deal is not done yet.
I just...
Deal's not done yet. No details yet. We don't have the details.
It feels very...
it does feel like he's gone.
Yeah, it just feels like it's over, and it just sucks. And I think we're going to look back at this, and I think the Niners are going to regret this. I don't know. We'll see if Brandon Ayuk regrets it. I don't know.
I need to see the details. I need to see the contract details.
For 1 year, Vontae, like, even if they're getting back, like, hypothetically, they get back players that they think they can help them now, like, he's one of the top... Listen, even if you're the biggest... Brandon Ayuk critic. Okay, he's 15th. He's the 15th best wide receiver in the league. Any team that loses the 15th best player at a position, oh, you know, 3 weeks or 4 weeks before the season starts, and you're not really getting back equal value for that season, even if you're getting a pick for the future, like, you're not better. You're not better. And this isn't about, like, the Giants. Wait, this is about a 2 or 3 year run, San Francisco Giants. This is about the future. You know, you're not the New York Giants. Like, hey, we're trying to see if Daniel Jones is the guy. This is literally a team that has been knocking on the door of a Super Bowl over and over and over again, and they're just trying to get over the hump. They're not trying to prove themselves or establish themselves. And yeah, a byproduct of that is, like, can we establish that Brock Purdy can do it with lesser weapons? Like, okay, that's a byproduct. I don't want to do it, but if I learn that out about him this season, great, fine, but I want to win the Super Bowl.
Well, again, I got to wait until Schefter and Rappaport, because I'm not going to freak out yet until I know the contract and details about the deal.
That's fair.
Filippone saying sources... There's a verbal agreement here. There's a verbal agreement.
Is there any way to make you happy as a Niner fan for the now and the future?
Here, Filippone yesterday tweeted that he's heard that names were on the table that the Steelers wanted to offer Dan Moore Jr., James Daniels, Calvin Austin, a second-round pick. He's heard the Niners want a first-round pick, Freiermuth, or George Pickens. So... I don't know what the details are yet. It's not official. Until this deal is official, I don't know why we're playing breaking news, because the deal's not official yet. We need to see, like Matt, we need to see if it's official. Let's go to Matt in Santa Cruz. Speaking of Matt, Matt in Santa Cruz, what's happening? You're on the roast.
How's it going?
Matt, what's
how's
up?
How's it going, fellas?
What's going on?
Not much, man. Just want to talk about the IE situation with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like you guys. I just want to win a Super Bowl, man. I'm 36 years old. I haven't won a Super Bowl since I was in first grade, lived through, you know, 3 Super Bowl losses and heartbreaking playoff losses. And I think Ayuk's crucial to this team. And just for this year, you know, who knows how long the Super Bowl window is open for. He just needs to be on the team so they can win. They have the best chance of going back, you know?
I hear that.
Crucial is actually the word we've been all looking for. He is crucial to the team. We could tell, is he the second or the third? He's crucial. He's very important. He's extremely important to them winning it all. I just...
Well, let's see. Let's see. It's not official yet. It's not official yet. It's not official yet. Let's see if it's official.
This isn't good.
I'm not saying that Filippone's not credible.
Sucks.
But you know what? I want to see if it's official. Let's go to RJ Fairfield. RJ, what's happening?
Hey, I ain't listening to no dude named Filippone, so that's one. But, hey, Bonte, I just listened to you on a YouTube playback, and you said that $26 million is a pay cut. Did you say that?
I didn't say that at all. I didn't say $26 million is a pay cut. I didn't say anything about that. We're asking, but people are asking for players to take pay cuts or shave a little off the top. And I'm not in that business. I'm not going to tell people to take pay cuts when I know for sure I'm not taking pay cuts.
Or leave something on the table. It's probably the better way of putting it.
No, not $26 million. $26 million for Brandon Ayuk at this point, RJ, is a raise. That's a raise.
True. And that's where it gets me, because if he got offered $26 million, how is that not what giving him what he's worth? I mean, wouldn't that be top 10? Because I don't know why he wouldn't say yes to that deal. You're on a winning organization. I think $26 million is very fair.
But you know what, though? We don't know if that's the Niners leaked those numbers, and Ayuk wasn't happy about those leaked numbers, because we don't know if that's true or not. We don't know if he was offered 26. That's all word of mouth right now, RJ.
Well, it could have been 26 with only, like, I'm going to just hypothetical, right, $11 million guaranteed. Right. Like, we don't know. We don't know the deals yet.
Now, yeah. Also, RJ, the report also, the Patriots were prepared. They were prepared to offer Brandon Ayuk $28.5 million per year. That's for the Patriots. However, we all know the Patriots are in a bad situation. So, no, I'm not saying that $26 million are. If I did say that, that was me misspeaking. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
It's Brandon Ayuk telling him what to take. So, no.
Okay. All right, no, I just want to get that straight, because, like I said, 26, if that was true, then I think that's what he's worth. I mean, he's like the number 8 best player on this team, and you're giving him, what, top 10 receiver money? You say you don't count pockets, but, you know, that's a pretty good deal from what I look at. You know, you wouldn't move on to another radio station for more than, you know, another $50,000. You'd probably stay where you're at just because you're solidified over here. Bonte, you got your roots over here. Why go there for that much money? So, it ain't, I mean,
RJ, now that we're playing this game, where are we going?
Madison Square Garden.
New York City.
Oh, Sacktown Sports, where are we going?
Sacramento offers you.
You know what? Sacramento offered me $80,000 more, I might be up there with the Kyle Drapers and the Kenny Caraways. And they're having a great time up there in Sacramento. You see that most of the contents? They're having a great time in Sac.
Fontaine Styles.
Well, I don't know.
Our next guest, Mozzie.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if I'm signed up for that. But, you know,
We love you, Alan.
Deucemo, hey, you go get you a nice crib up in Sacramento. Nice little crib.
Prices are expensive up there.
You know, I'm only an hour away from the Bay Area. It's not like I'm going to Cancun or something. Sacramento's an hour. I can take a quick flight to San Francisco.
Okay, let's play this out. What's the place where our guy from North Dakota lives?
Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls offers $60,000 more.
I'm not going to North Dakota.
That's what I'm saying.
We're not saying go anywhere. But you know what? Sacramento, you want to give me $80,000 more? Boy, they got the A's coming. They got the Kings.
Draper,
they got
the
River Cats. You got the Sacramento Republic. I got Sacramento State making big moves in college.
Bonte,
I got UC Davis.
Bonte,
the hell?
The King heads to the Capitol.
King heads with a capital K.
There we go, baby. You dare right. Sacramento State is probably
Bonte
listening.
Hill, Brody Brazil, I took your job for A's pre and post.
Hey, you know what? 80,000 in Sacramento.
He's now envisioning it.
I'm not going to cap with y'all. $80,000, $100,000 in California, and I'm still in California? A quick flight to L.A.? Uh-huh. Quick flight to Vegas?
Now you sound like Dr. J.
Oh, 2 hours away from Tahoe? 3 hours away from Reno? Oh, I'll make a do what a do in Sacramento. Let's go to Steve in San Francisco. Steve, what's happening? You're on a roast.
Hey, fellas, how's it going? At first, Bonte, you mentioned Chris Conley's name twice, and I go, mouths to feed. Why are we even talking about Chris Conley amongst George Kittle, CMC, everybody else, Ayuk, who knows where he's at? And that's the scary thing to me, because I go, he's an afterthought. We should not. That kind of speaks to how important Ayuk is. Yeah, there's a lot of mouths to feed, but what does that wide receiver room look like without Brandon Ayuk? And that's terrifying, because if we're talking Chris Conley, That says all you need to know.
I know.
I agree.
Listen, hey, Steve, the reason why I bring up Chris Conley, because I was asking somebody, I said, who's been breaking a huddle as the starting wide receivers? And somebody told me at the X wide receiver spot opposite of Deebo Samuel, it has been Chris Conley.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, Steve and RJ. I'm serious.
He made a couple plays in the Super Bowl, and I'm not taking that away, but wasn't your jaw just dropped just as far as mine? And you go, wait, Chris Conley?
I mean,
forgot that he re-signed on here. This is, it's madness. The Niners hold the contractual leverage, but that's where our youth camp is probably digging in and go, well, right. let's see what this looks like without him, because that's the issue. I agree with how the Niners are standing pat. I think Ayuk is overvaluing. He's looking for 30. But, man, they're also in a conundrum, because if it's win now and they don't have him, I don't like any of these deals.
I'm kind of with him.
I'm with you, too.
I'm with him. And if you were going to make this deal, you do it, like, before the draft so that you can wheel and deal, and maybe instead of getting the, whatever, 10,000th receiver at the end of the first round, you get one of the, you know, higher ones. Now, to their credit, they did the same thing with Brandon Ayuk, and they took a guy who a lot of people didn't see as a first-round pick and then shined him up, and he did a great job elevating his game and honing his craft, and now he's a top 10 receiver. So maybe Pearsall develops into that, but it took time.
I'm just laughing here. It did take time. Chris A., Bonte live from the California State Fair. Estimated eyes. Bonte live from Sky River Casino. Sky River Casino. Soft Like Lubs. Oh, that's a YouTube name? Soft Like Lubs. Oh, don't block him, Lubman. It's okay. Don't block him.
Wait, we all get like roasted. Soft Like Lubman?
I don't know. Bonte show would be called The King in His Court.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kind of like that.
So then I'll be the jester.
Oh, man. You coming to Sacramento too? Your sister lives up there, right?
She lives in Roseville.
Roseville? It's not
too
far.
It's even farther.
It's not too far. I like Roseville. It's sunny.
I'm gonna be real with you. I thought it was closer until she moved up there, and then I realized how few times I drive up that way. It's farther than it, like, Believe me, I want to say it's closer, and it's just it's hard to get up there. It's a long drive.
Hey, you can't take a helicopter back and forth to Sacramento, San Francisco, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Do
off that.
Do no show in Sac.
I'm not.
Get on a quick flight.
Yeah. I'm not. I don't love flying.
The school system is good up there. Oh, don't give me any ideas. All right, let me stop, man. Let me stop. It was a joke, guys. It was a joke.
The King in His Court, I do like that name.
$80,000 more, I'm not in this state. I want my money. I want my money now. You know what I do? If I got that, it's a hypothetical, folks, so don't take
this
seriously.
You pull a Tommy T and work from home?
Oh, I would run around this studio naked.
What?
I do that. And then, if it is Sacramento, hey, Kuru. You want to park the caddy at 1320?
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. Tony and Oakland.
I mean, if you get frustrated with me, I mean, and him would have a great time.
Oh, man. Tony and Oakland, what's happening?
Good morning.
Hey.
Hello, you got it.
Oh, Tony. Oh, I didn't even realize it was Tony. Hold on. Let me do that again. Let me intro it again. You guys ready to get into a zone?
Hold on, Tony.
Pot her down. Let me do the proper introduction. You know, we're talking about zones and zone defenses and, you know, the zone run scheme and the outside zone and the stretch zone. Well, it's time to get in the zone. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. Tony in Oakland, what's happening? Now let's go.
Good. Thank you, Bonte. Okay. We have to keep IU because he always shows up. You know, you can buy them, but they don't always show up. The dude is humble. This is the key, because he's humble, and he shows up. He doesn't run to his ego. Why? Because he's connected to God. And when you have that, then the magic is possible. Then you're not like Shanahan in the fourth when you're down, right? And you don't know what to do, and you get out your cell, and you say, Siri, what should I do? See, because he ain't got no root connected to the divine. It's kind of like in the Olympics, that Saint Lucia girl, she wins. Why? Because she's humble. And look at how many I've been watching the Olympics. So many of the humble ones win because they get that extra surge, right, when they need it. Yeah. And so that's why Ayuk and Purdy and Debo, all these people, they're like the perfect thing. The person that needs a pay cut is Shanahan till he gets rooted to God and shows up in the fourth. We have the players to win. I mean, don't they realize yet the problem here? What'd you say?
And you know what, Tony?
So Shanahan should walk into Jed's office and take a pay cut, huh?
No.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on
Tony,
that call.
No, Tony, listen, I don't want Shanahan to take a pay cut, but I will say in all seriousness, Shanahan in the fourth quarter is something that we don't touch on enough. You got a point there. I do. Shanahan does, you know, make me scratch my head sometimes, Tony.
Bonte, when you're connected to God, you get stuff on the fly. Like you're riding your bike, a door opens, you do this perfect maneuver and get out of the way. That wasn't you. I've never seen a moment of this from Shanahan. I mean, to revisit the past, who in their right mind, you know, when Mahomes is coming up, does not go for the touchdown? I mean,
Tony, can I ask you a question?
Guy, a screw is loose.
Tony, what are you going to do after you get off the phone with us?
Oh, God, I'm going to get in with God big today.
You got to get down.
When you are rooted to that, oh, my God, you can be whatever age, and then you become young. They're all looking for the secret for beauty and health and whatever. This is the key. You get in. That's why Purdy is going to show up, because he's connected, too. You guys know this, don't you?
I do know this. You're absolutely right. I agree with you,
Tony. The knee bone's connected to the shin bone.
But, you know, you just look at the Olympics, all the humble people that are
going. Bill Lyles was not humble. He wants a shoe deal.
Extra vigor.
When he asked him a question, what he wanted, and he said, I want a shoe deal.
He deserves to be the fastest man in the world.
Yeah, he got to ask a question. He said what he wanted. Don't get mad at Noah Lyles.
He wants a training shoe.
Don't get mad at him. Get mad at the messenger.
But I don't think of Noah Lyles as, like, humble. I think of him as confident.
He talks his talk.
Yeah, he's confident.
And it's okay to be confident, Tony. It's okay to have a little arrogance, right, Tony?
Well, yeah, but it's got to be in the proper measure, because what happens is if you go to your ego, it's a thin line before you're crossing over and you're no longer connected with the magic. The stuff gets in the way. Like all these girls on the line with all this hair, fake eyelashes, they can't, like, they could get all that hair stuck under their arms.
Okay, that's about...
I do wonder how the girls are running with all the hair flying around and stuff like that. It's pretty impressive. Gabby Thomas is a 200. Oh my gosh, he hit that turn. And Alfred was done. What a race that was in the women's 200 meters, man. That was a lot of good track and field yesterday. A lot of good track and field. Oh, man, what a show today. We still got about 15 minutes.
What do you think Teddy was getting at?
I don't know. I mean...
You gotta Google it.
I'm just trying to get over.
Sam, I want to know what she calls in. Like, what does she even have? Like a selling point?
Well, I think her whole thing was just she likes to see people that are humble get rewarded. Is what I took away.
When is IU prior to this? Whatever the stuff on social media, but at what point has IU? And I'm asking sincerely, not been quote unquote humble.
No, she's saying he has been, and he should be rewarded. That's what she was trying to say.
Yeah. Well, then I misinterpreted.
Well, no, she wants him to get paid. Spoken.
Well, New York Kitty just said. He said Tony in Oakland is goated. Brings it every time. He New York Kitty's not lying.
I don't
about
know what
that.
She brings, but she brings something.
She brought something. She brought it. Now,
the fatty?
I'm going to laugh at, I'm not going to lie. The boss man runs in there. Lutman is, his head is spinning. Spinning, he's like, breaking news. I'm thinking, I officially traded. And all it was. So first of all, we played breaking news earlier today about Lowry marketing. Now I saw some texts in. Oh man, Bonte, you guys played the breaking news. We almost wrecked our car. Don't play it for Lowry marketing. And then we play a breaking news sounder for. And I like Filippone. We had him on. He's been really good.
Odyssey guy. He's our teammate at the company.
And he's Willard's buddy, apparently. Yes. I didn't know that.
He's also Italian.
Sources. Steelers have a verbal agreement in place with the Niners for Brandon Ayuk. All the terms of the deal and contract details are being hammered out now. The wide receiver's coming to Pittsburgh. But it's not official yet. The details are being hammered out.
I mean, the wide receiver is coming to Pittsburgh. It's pretty definitive right there.
I don't know if you know this. I have an agreement in principle, verbally, me and a deli sandwich.
So, are we redoing the breaking news when it breaks in Steiny and Guru an hour that rap sheet has it? Is that what we're going to do?
This is what's going to happen. It's going to go.
Because
it's
going to be a quadruple. The deal's not done.
The deal is being hammered out. That means the deal's not done yet.
They're still
hammering out the
terms. Well, the terms of the deal and the contract details are being hammered out, but the wide receiver is coming to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, so. I mean, it feels like he's not playing for the 49ers. But you get what I'm saying, though, Spadoni, right?
I do, but he's also our teammate at Odyssey, so I felt like we should have thrown him a bone there. And it's like, you know what?
We've given him all kind of bones. We got a whole soundboard for him.
Call him Filippone.
You know, it's interesting.
I'm not disputing that he won't end up in Pittsburgh, but I'm saying the deal's not official yet.
But no, I agree with that. But, like, the whole breaking news thing in sports is a fascinating tapestry that I would never want to live inside. It's a petri dish, if you will. Like, hey, this guy's telling me this, and this guy's telling me this, and this person's telling me that. And then you got to be the first to tweet it out. You got to make sure it's right. I think it's really difficult, and I would want no part of trying to report stuff. Not that I have sources or that I know anything.
Right.
I just, good for those that are in that game. I think it's a really difficult game to be in.
Yeah,
I think it's the most difficult in the sports world.
Somebody asked me, and I remember somebody sent to Marcus Thompson. This is the summer, I think, of 2017 or something. Uh-huh. And they were just like, Marcus, how come you're not breaking news? And he goes, that ain't my game, homie. I don't play that game. Right? That ain't my lane. And that's the same with me. I don't play that stuff. I'm not getting into that. It's just too much. It's way too much. So Filippone may be right about it. He may be right. He may end up being right. But as of right now, Brandon Ayuk is still a 49er. So I don't want people walking out of their cars and saying, hey, man, Brandon Ayuk's a Steeler already. Not quite yet. Not quite yet. The Niners haven't said anything. The Steelers haven't said anything. Not quite yet, Bonte.
This has got Back to the Future written all over it. There's a Polaroid right now
right.
that's photoshopped with Ayuk as a Steeler.
Right.
And it might be a little fadey, But trust me, like 75% of that image is ready to download.
No, it is. I mean, no, there's no doubt. He's probably going to end up in Pittsburgh. Yeah. I'm not saying that.
And I'm just the saying Polaroid of him as a Niner is gone.
I'm just saying, right now, he's still officially a 49er.
Him as a Niner?
So somebody asked you on the street, did Brandon Ayuk get traded? I'm going to say, well, it looks like he's going to be traded, but nothing is official yet.
Well, I don't.
So Filippone just hopped on. I apologize. I don't know who the morning show is over there, but he's on after them. Oh. And he came in to the studio and you talked about it here.
Here we go. It's a done deal.
Yeah, the trade is in place. I think it's just a matter of getting the very, very, very final details of everything worked out. So it's a verbal agreement. He's coming here. It's a done deal.
So this is like my brother. He's texting me right now. You have a verbal agreement to take me golfing at the O Club, but you have yet to actually do it. And I'm like, you know, he's right. He's right. Like, there's a verbal agreement in place. Right. When I'm going to execute said verbal agreement, I don't know. Yeah. I kind of respect Filippone. He has been like, you want to talk about jumping into the deep end with this story? Right. He's all over it.
Right. Oh, man.
I was always told in this modern day, you better get it in writing. These verbal agreements, yeah, you just never know.
Not in modern day, not in today. Just always get it in writing. It's not official till it's in writing. Like, I remember when I came over 95-7 a game.
Yeah.
There was her verbal link. Yeah, we want you to come over here. But I still couldn't come over until it was done 3 months later. You know what I mean?
Did you walk around going, like, I have a verbal?
No, I was freaking out because I was like, verbal doesn't mean anything.
I feel you on that.
Shout out to my dad. I love you, so don't take this personal. But he had a verbal agreement to go take me to go take my driver's license. Oh. And it was a verbal, but guess what? It didn't go down. I love you, Dad. You overslept.
Yeah.
But it didn't go down. Stuff happens.
Yeah. You got to execute. You got to finish the leg.
Is it, I want to say this name. Lutman, help me out here. Is it, I see Tiffany.
Ashira Tiffany.
Yeah, Tiffany.
It's a hyphenated name.
All right. Oh. Let's go to Ashira Tiffany in Santa Clara.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm out here at the training facility.
Oh, hey, beautiful.
Last day of training. You ready for some football?
Oh, I'm ready for some football. I hope everybody is.
Can you see Brandon Ayuk right now walking away from the building?
That's exactly what I want to see, is him walking away from the building. If he's not going to be here for the love of the game and he's arguing over money, why is we don't need him here? I'm walking.
Wait, can you repeat that, please?
Can I see Brad? Let me stop because I'm walking. Okay.
Catch your breath. Catch your breath.
Do I see Brandon Ayuk walking away from the stadium? Not yet. That's what I want to see. No offense to Tony, but she was saying that he's rooted with God. If he was rooted with God, he wouldn't be asking for so much money. He'd be playing for the love of the game.
Oh.
Hey, let me tell you this. I go see God on Sundays, and God hands that collection plate around. Trust me, he needs money too. I'm well aware of God needs some handouts as well.
And I'm not
slandering God. I'm a Catholic.
That collection plate goes around one too many times. One too many times.
My favorite is when you give the envelope to one of the kids. You're like, here, you could put it in. They get like a big excitement out of sticking it in the basket.
Oh, man. I'm going to read a couple texts.
Can you give me when she was walking? Like, whatever she said there, I don't know what that was. I need that back.
Send me mobile text. I'm going to read a couple texts. We could all laugh. 405, Bonte has a verbal agreement to 95-70 game that he will be funny. We're still waiting. I never verbally agreed to be a comedian. I verbally agreed to be a sports broadcaster.
So I'm actually excited about the Giants.
If you're listening to me for jokes, wrong show. Wrong show. 707, pleasure meeting you in the parking lot. Yeah, I remember, I was on the phone. I met you at 707. We took a selfie. I was like, yo, I'm on the phone. We still took a selfie anyway. Shout out to you. What's your name? Tell us your name. Text me your name. I'll shout you out, though. But it was great meeting you. Oh, my God. Everything is so funny. Oh, my God. Everything is funny. It's been a hell of a show today. A hell of a show.
I know.
Hell of a cause, right? I guess we didn't need a guest. Breaking Chris A. Bonte verbally agrees to go to 1320. Shasky, come with me, man. 80,000 more. You wouldn't move to Sacramento with me for 80,000 more? Sacktown, baby. We have to go to one center all the time.
yeah, and then where would my wife want to work, and where would she want to live, and like this is again, my algorithm is different than others.
Listen, Russian River, right there.
It's even farther to get to Sac.
Well, I don't know.
Knowing you, you're in the market getting your third house. You get your third house in Tahoe. Get your cabin.
Hey, Tahoe's hella expensive right now.
It is expensive.
Yeah, I'm cool. you know my theory on Tahoe. I love Tahoe. It's amazing. But if you ain't going for more than 4 or 5 days, it's almost, for me, if you live in the city, it's just almost not worth the trip. You got to stay for 4 or 5 days.
No doubt.
It's a 3.5-4 hour drive both ways.
Oh, boy.
And with the little one, you got to stop, and it's no.
Oh, man.
I do love it when I'm there, though. Who's hailing up there? That's what I heard.
The Giants 650 is a new mobile text line. The Giants all verbal team.
Arson Judge. Carlos Correa.
There you go.
Juan Soto and Carlos Stanton. Yeah, we'll love to come play for you. Yeah, we're going to make that happen.
I'll verbally agree to that.
Verbal agreement to make the playoffs.
Alex Cobb!
You know, just for 1 second.
No. We're going to Eric. Not letting you do it.
I mean, what are we doing?
For the podcast,
Shasky.
The guy
had nothing left.
We're saving for the podcast. Eric in San Francisco. What's happening? I don't want to hear about that team right now.
Shut up.
What's up, Eric?
How we doing this morning, fellas?
What's going on?
Yeah, so I just want to lay in here on this Brandon Ayuk thing for a second. I mean, we're back and forth arguing over $1 million, $500,000, some guaranteed money, and I just think we're $10 million off. I got to be honest with the guy. He's the fourth option right now. You know, I know he led the team in receptions. I know he led him in yards, was tied for touchdowns last year. But, you know, where is he going to be when you take Kittle off the field, when you take Deebo off the field, when you take McCaffrey off the field, and he's the number one guy getting guarded by the number one guy on the defenses? So, I just want to know if the Niners are out there. We're trying to fit this window in and win one Super Bowl, or we're trying to look forward, get some draft picks, figure out what we want to do in the long run. If I go back to the Patriots dynasty, they were never paying a guy like Brandon Ayuk $27 to $29 million and leaving him on the team. They let veterans walk all the time at the end of rookie deals, and I just think we're way, way over on what we're looking at paying this guy at all, and if he could get it somewhere else, he'd be doing it.
You know, Eric, and everybody out there, because I keep hearing it, he's the fourth option. Boy, the 49ers got the greatest fourth option in NFL history. He's the greatest fourth option in NFL history. Second in the league in yards per catch, over 1,300 yards receiving. 75 catches He led the team with receptions. Boy, we had the greatest fourth option in NFL history. You can't even dispute that, Shasky. Indisputable. He's the greatest fourth option in NFL history.
I mean, could you say that this is their Alvin Harper moment, though? No, I'm asking.
Maybe.
Because, like, the Cowboys let Alvin Harper go, and I think they still won one more after that.
They did. They had a great offensive line.
They weren't the same, though.
They weren't the same without Alvin Harper. And
I'm just trying to think of teams that had three, four, five.
Did he win that third championship with them, or was he gone?
I thought it was just two.
Was he gone?
I thought it was just two.
You could be right about that.
I thought it was two.
You could be right, but you got to remember.
He signed with Tampa.
They had a lot of investments into their offensive line.
Yeah.
A lot of investments in their offensive line. So I remember he did sign to Tampa. We never heard from him ever again.
Ever again.
Yep.
Ever again. But here's the other thing. Like, oh, they didn't pay this guy. When they lost Wes Welker, they did suffer for a year or two until they found Edelman. And it took a minute. Like, Wes Welker had injuries, too. That was the other thing. He had those concussion injuries. Remember, he was wearing the crazy helmet in Denver when he signed with the Denver Broncos? I thought they were going to regret that.
Fourth option. Led the team in receptions and receiving yards in a run-first offense. Fourth option, though. Greatest fourth option in NFL history. So, you know what? Life without Brandon Ayuk. By the time we come on the show tomorrow, he may be in Pittsburgh. But as of now, and Andrew Filippone is very confident, and that's fine. He's probably going to be right. But you know what? The deal's not official yet. So, as of now, at 9:52, Brandon Ayuk is still a 49er. As of now, that could change in an hour, it could change in 5 minutes. But as of now, he's still a member of the San Francisco 49ers.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Go ahead, Sasuke.
So, the Giants were due for a loss yesterday. Birdsong, 10 days off. Didn't look great. My bigger takeaway, that one Soto trade netted the Washington Nationals, the kid Wood, who's playing in left field right now. Not a great defensive player, but boy, he's got power. Abrams at shortstop, tremendous power. They have a very promising young nucleus, and they're going to be off and on day-to-day, but like, I really like where Washington's at in terms of their young talent and them being able to play. We haven't even seen Dylan Cruz yet, who's been scuffling in the minors. I like what I've seen from them. Super random.
Spidotti, what you got?
You know, you might beat the White Sox 18 times in a row. You might beat them 19 times. Hell, you might beat them 20. You might even beat them 21. But damn it, you will not beat them 22 times in a row. Take it away, NBC Sports Chicago.
This could do it. Out to left field, coming in. Benintendi, and the streak is over. After 21 L's in a row, the White Sox come to the West Coast and get their first win in a long time. Say it with me. Southside, stand up.
Poor guy.
That's the one who was talking to the Brewers, right? Yeah. You ain't gonna puck us like that.
Hey, he's having a career year.
Oh my God.
No one else on the Sox is.
Was Jose Guillen on the postgame?
Ozzie Guillen wasn't Ozzie Guillen, on there Ozzie yesterday, Guillen. But he called in. They Dumb. Called him. They got the voicemail. It was a whole thing. It was hilarious. I urge everyone to go. John Schifrin, by the way, on the call there for NBC Sports Chicago. That's our guy, John Schifrin. You guys like this outside stand-up? I kind of like it.
I love it.
It's only been the, 28th time? There's 60 games under 500? 60 games under 500.
The worst team in baseball history won 43 games.
Love it. What
They're
you got?
They're on pace for 39 wins.
Love it. What you got? What you got?
Guys, I'm going to give a birthday shout-out today. It's my mom's birthday today. Oh, so happy birthday to the great Jamie Ruffy. Love you, Mom, and thanks for everything you do.
Happy birthday, Mama. Mama.
Jamie. You can call her Jamie.
Mama Jamie. Made the mistake at Copper Skillet. It's like, oops.
She brushed it off. It's all good.
She shook it off.
Shake it off.
I'm out.
She shakes it off like the best.
And the hate is gone. Right now I'm bumping, with Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
I'm a full-on Swifty now.
Uh-huh.
What's the song I got?
Well, I'll be grabbing that one.
Delicate.
That's a drop
Delicate.
Right there.
Swifty Delicate. Now. Delicate. Here it is right here. This is my final thought.
Yeah. Is this new?
That's our stream getting demonetized.
Oh, sorry.
Literally dozens of dollars lost.
Oh, this is just like my car rides down to Monterey.
Yeah, it's like us paying for parking
really nice
every single day. It's like us paying for parking to come to work every day. Just money going down the toilet. My final thought is we'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow taking your calls, whether Ayuk is on this team or not. Yeah, will Ayuk be back? Boy, what a disaster this has been. Whew, stay strong, Niner fans.
Unless we get $60,000 more from someone else across country.
Sacramento want to give me $80,000 raise. I'll find me a house at Citrus Heights. Oh, that was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity at home or on the go. You'll get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Just sell and just fire everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.